around the Holy Spirit. We're studying the Holy Spirit at the moment. Jed spoke last week on the person of the Holy Spirit. It's on our website if you want to listen to it. And it's well worth a listen to. It just very simply explains who the Holy Spirit is. And I want to talk this morning about the work of the Holy Spirit. And already this morning, the Holy Spirit has been at work. He speaks to us, he reveals truth to our hearts, he enlightens us, he sets us free. And as we've worshipped him this morning, then we have experienced something of the Holy Spirit. Eddie brought us a message about mercy. That's from the Holy Spirit. Maybe you don't know what mercy is, or you've not experienced mercy in your life, but the Holy Spirit says will reveal the mercy of God to us. It will reveal his love towards us, and those things that we are battling with, God will just show mercy in our lives through the Holy Spirit. And so we're just going to explore this for a moment or two this morning. Now, we call ourselves a Pentecostal church. It's quite an old-fashioned word, that, isn't it? But we are Pentecostal, which means we have an understanding and a belief in the person and the working of the Holy Spirit. Simply, it's 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus. That's Easter Day. So our Pentecost Day this year is the 28th of May, which is 2 weeks today. And that's when the Holy Spirit was released on the world. And if you know the story in Acts, that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples who were in the upper room, there's 120 of them, and the Holy Spirit fell upon them and transformed, from that moment, transformed the world. The Holy Spirit knows the thoughts of God. He was evident at creation. He was part of creation. He was part of the birth of Christ. He's everywhere. His power raised Jesus from the dead, and he lives in each of us that believe. And he knows everything about you. Did you know that? Those things that are in us that we hide from others, those things sometimes that we don't want to let other people know about ourselves, some of that is our past. He knows about that. The Holy Spirit knows about that. And part of his role, if you like, is revealing his mercy to us so that we can be set free from those things. So this morning, we just want to look at the Holy Spirit and his work. And I just want to read from John 16. This is quite a lengthy read, and I've got a lot of scriptures this morning. And if you just follow me on the back screen. But very truly, I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. That's Jesus talking to his disciples, just explaining to them that he was going to leave them. He was going to go back to heaven. And that's why he's saying, it's good for you that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate, that's the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear now. But when he, the Holy Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me and what he will make known to you. So Jesus knew the impact that the Holy Spirit was going to make around the earth, and he would cover the earth. So we know that the Holy Spirit is everywhere and he's working globally. So he works in our lives. But it's not just me, he works around the world. He is everywhere. And Jesus also knew that we need the Holy Spirit to enable us to live a fruitful and powerful Christian life. We cannot do it on our own. So I just want to look at a couple of elements this morning that will explain and help us understand some of the workings of the Holy Spirit. And in fact, we need the Holy Spirit right now to speak to our hearts. So we're just going to pray. Because without him, what I'm saying won't make sense. Without him in my heart, what I'm saying is just words and carry no weight. So we need the Holy Spirit right now to minister to us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our meeting, into our presence. And we just ask that you reveal truth to our hearts, that you do all the things in our lives that you want to do, that you will open our spirit and our understanding around your purpose and transform our hearts, we pray. Amen. In that passage that I read, it says that the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. It reveals the truth of who God is to our hearts. And I don't know whether you remember when you first encountered God, but very often we feel unworthy, we feel distant, we feel that we cannot be in his presence because the Holy Spirit is working in our lives and revealing sin to us. It's that thing that separates us from God. And so in the world, the Holy Spirit is always working to try and reveal the truth of God to people's hearts. He's done it in our case. He's spoken to our hearts. I can remember the moment when I made that decision to come to faith, to allow him to work in my heart, that I had this understanding that I needed God in my life. That if I was going to do anything, if I was going to be anything in terms of God, he needed to be living in me. And I had to make that decision to allow him to be in my heart. Now, many of us battle with that. Sin is one of those words that we don't use very often. It's a bit like a bad word. We can't call anybody a sinner. But it's the sin that we have in our lives, those things that separate us from God that he wants to put right. And the Holy Spirit works in us and reveals not just the truth of our sin, but the truth of God's love towards us. At this moment, when we are battling sometimes with ourselves, the Holy Spirit actually enables us. He gives us faith to actually say yes. He puts faith in our heart to accept Jesus into our lives, Jesus for salvation, and we become a new creation from that moment. And we are being created new all the time as we allow the Holy Spirit to live in us, within us. Isn't it an awesome thing that God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit? He reveals our lack, our wretchedness before him. He reveals the love of God to our hearts, and he gives us the faith to actually believe the truth of God. We need the Holy Spirit working within us. Romans 8 says this, "You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you." So the Holy Spirit is living in us. So that's quite a powerful scripture there, isn't it? The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living in, it says in the King James Version, is living in our mortal bodies. He's living in us. And he empowers us to live a Christian life. He says the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And sometimes we can battle with ourselves about our faith. Are we one of God's children? Are we not one of God's children? Are we a Christian or not a Christian? But it says that the Holy Spirit begins to witness to our spirit that we are God's children. He reveals the fatherhood of God to us and he connects us to him. This is Romans 5:5, "And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." God's love is an amazing thing, and I suppose as we think about God, one of the things we would easily recognize is that he is a God of love. He wants to love us. The whole of the Bible is pointing towards this loving God. And the Holy Spirit actually pours his love into our hearts. If you're feeling unloved this morning, if you're not sure about the love of God in your life, then we need to be asking the Holy Spirit to reveal and pour the love of God into our hearts. There is nothing better in this world than to know that you are loved. It's the best experience, the best feeling. You who are in love will know that. But God wants to love us and we want to love God, and that love needs to be poured into our heart. It's not something that we can self-generate. It's a work of the Holy Spirit within us. And the Holy Spirit wants to live in our hearts. He wants to live right at the center of who we are. So our heart is where our thought processes are, where our decision-making is, where our emotions are, and that's where God wants to live by his Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit wants to live in us. It says in 1 Corinthians, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. God is living in each one of us by his Holy Spirit. What an amazing thought to know that God is living in us, that the Holy Spirit is working in our lives. Sometimes we forget that he's living in us. And we're going to look at how we connect with God and listen to the Holy Spirit in another session that Lisa's going to talk about. But the Holy Spirit is living in us 24 hours. He wants to be in us. He wants to be part of who we are at every moment. He's the one that works in our lives to bring transformation, to reveal truth to us, and help us worship him. It says in 1 Corinthians 12, for we are all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. So we are baptized by the Spirit into the body. We've celebrated being together this morning by breaking bread together. We are a body of Christ. And the Holy Spirit baptizes into the world body of Christ, the Church of Jesus Christ worldwide. And as the Holy Spirit lives in us, we are joined to that huge church around the earth. We're just a local representation of that, but the Holy Spirit joins us to the church. The Holy Spirit also guarantees our inheritance. That's all God has promised through his word and given us at salvation. The Holy Spirit is our guarantee of all those things that he's promised and are yet to come. Now you, Gentiles, have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. He's our guarantee of all that is to come. Jesus appointed us to bear fruit. And in John 15, it says this, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. I'm really big into the fruit that God wants to produce in our lives, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. And as this Holy Spirit lives in us, he begins to produce fruit. And we find that in Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So when we have the Holy Spirit living in us, he begins to produce fruit in our lives. When somebody says to me, how are you doing? How is church doing? How is somebody doing? The evidence of the Holy Spirit living in them is the fruit that they are producing. And we've read already in Galatians that a list of the things that the Holy Spirit begins to produce in our lives. And I don't know whether you've ever looked at that list, but some of them we kind of go, yeah, I've got that one. I've got a bit of peace. I've got some joy. Not sure about self-control. I've not got much of that. Bit of goodness, a bit of kindness. and a bit of faithfulness. But God, through the Holy Spirit, wants us to be producing fruit in all areas of our lives. It's a real challenge. And sometimes we can look at that list and we can think, I'm going to work really hard at producing that. I'm going to work harder on my patience, my gentleness, my self-control. I'm going to work really hard at that. But the great thing about when we allow the Holy Spirit to live in our lives is that He begins to produce that anyway. If we are open to the Holy Spirit, if we are allowing Him to live in us and work in our lives, we will begin to produce this fruit without even trying. The thing we've got to do is stay in touch with the Holy Spirit and allow Him to speak to our lives. So as we give access to the Holy Spirit, as we hear His voice, as we allow Him to work in us, He produces fruit in us. And for me, this is real evidence of somebody who is living a Spirit-filled Christian life. I can remember growing up in church, we used to get some people who were great prayers, great demonstrators of the Word of God, but weren't very nice people. Because they used to tell me off all the time. They were quite nasty with me. And I thought, there's something not right about somebody who stands and prays, or even preaches, and they behaves in a totally different way when they're not doing those things. There is no evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. And out of everything, I want to see people producing fruit in their lives. See, all that other stuff that we do, it says in 1 Corinthians 13, doesn't it, that all that's going to pass away. Everything will fail, but love will never fail. Love will never fail. And so part of our loving God is producing this fruit and allowing the Holy Spirit to help us in every area of life. I said already that if we consider the character of God, we would say that God is love. And as Christians, we should be demonstrating the love of God through our actions, reactions, and conversations. And this can only be done as the Holy Spirit lives in us and begins producing fruit in our lives, that real fruit of the Spirit that reflects the love of God in every situation and circumstance that we face. We've got to rely on the Holy Spirit because we can't produce that. Jesus said to His disciples, without Me, you can do nothing. And I would say that without the Holy Spirit working in our lives, we limit what we can do. We can't produce the things in us that God really wants to produce. The Holy Spirit knows us and intercedes for us. I think Sue's already expressed some of that this morning, that in life we go through all kinds of things. There are times in our lives when we struggle and we don't even know what to do or what to say, what decisions to make, what to think. But the Holy Spirit actually intercedes on our behalf, and it tells us that in Romans 8. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. You may be facing stuff right now and you don't know what to do or what to pray. But the awesome thing is that the Holy Spirit does. And He intercedes on our behalf. It says He groans. He groans. He is so intense about His love for us. He's so intense about seeing us make it through some of the circumstances of life that He intercedes in such a way that He groans. And if you don't know what to pray, you don't know what to do, ask the Holy Spirit. He intercedes for us. Acts 1 says this, Acts 1 verse 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When we are full of the Holy Spirit, we are empowered. And if you read in Acts, when the Holy Spirit fell upon the 120 disciples in the upper room, that they were empowered, that they went out witnessing to everybody who was around. And it was an awesome thing for that to happen. It really expressed a newness in the faith that the disciples had at the time. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we are empowered to be witnesses. That we'll demonstrate not only in words, but in actions and in lifestyle, that we have an overcoming lifestyle that demonstrates everything about God. We are including God in everything we do. And through the fruit and the actions that we produce, we become a witness, we become a light in a dark world. But we can't do this without the Holy Spirit filling us. I know, again, years ago, we used to have all kinds of teams that went out witnessing, some knocking on doors, some going to the market and sort of preaching and talking to people on the streets. I used to hate that. I used to get really embarrassed about that. Not that I didn't have faith, but sometimes it just felt like I was doing it because I had to, because it was something that we did. But when the Holy Spirit's in our heart and living in us, we just do that naturally. Everywhere we go, we are carrying this amazing message that can transform people's lives, that can help people see the love and the truth about who God is. So when we're full of the Spirit, we are empowered to demonstrate who God is by the way that we live. He reveals truth to us. And very often we will say that you will say that I've read a scripture and suddenly it's come alive. It's got a new truth to it. I've never seen this before. And that happens to all of us, even those that have been on the way for a long time. The Holy Spirit is always working in us to reveal the truth of the Father, to reveal His love towards us, to reveal His purposes, to reveal His actions within us. And the Holy Spirit wants to bring newness into our relationship with God at all times, and He reveals the truth of Scripture to us. It's where we go. If we want to know something about God, it's where we go to. And so the Holy Spirit living in us actually reveals that truth to us. The Holy Spirit enables us to live beyond our own capability. We can all live in our own abilities. We can all do the things that we're good at or the things we think we're good at. But as Christians, we are greater than this. It says in Scripture, doesn't it, that God can do more than you can imagine or think in your heart and in your lives. But that's only as we allow the Holy Spirit to really grow us in a spiritual way. We can overcome more, we can achieve more, we can be transformed more, we can be freer than we are, we can reach a fullness in Christ, we can receive freedom as the Holy Spirit enables us to do all these things within us. The Holy Spirit is our helper. Jesus said, I'm going away and I'm going to send somebody to you that's going to help you. Help us to understand who God is. Help us to live an empowered Christian life. Help us to understand the fullness of all that God has got for us, to bring comfort to our heart when we need comfort, to tell us when we get things wrong. He convicts us of sin. You know, when we do things wrong, we get that impression in our heart that I shouldn't have done that, I shouldn't have said that. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. He teaches us. And He reminds us of all the things that Jesus has done for us. He sets us free from sin and intercedes on our behalf. And here we believe in the working of the Holy Spirit in each of our lives. So over the next week, as you think about the Holy Spirit, as you think about Him living in you, allow Him to speak to you. Allow Him to do some of the things that I've been talking about this morning. If you need to be set free, the Holy Spirit will reveal truth to you and set you free. If you need joy, He'll give you joy. If you need forgiveness, the Holy Spirit will bring that forgiveness. If you need to see more about God, He'll reveal truth to your heart. If you don't know what to do in circumstances, allow the Holy Spirit to intercede on your behalf. This is a great gift that Jesus sent to the world. And we want to experience him working in our lives and in our church more and more. We do believe in the work of Holy Spirit. And we want him to just grow us as a church, grow you as individuals, so that we can be a light in our community. Well, thank you for listening to me this morning. I just would like to pray. Let's just be quiet before the Holy Spirit this morning and allow him to speak to us.